Check. Yeah. What up, fam? It's your man, I Guess Rua. And you have now stumbled upon Hip Hop Revisited, the podcast. This is episode number 2. And you know how we do. In case you don't know how you got here, it's hiphoprevisited.blogspot.com. Or maybe you are at hiphoprevisited.podomatic.com. If you need to holler at a brother, it's hiphoprevisited@gmail.com. And what we do is we take a look back at hip-hop. We go back and we look at various aspects of hip-hop. And this episode is no different. I know it's only the second episode. And I know it's been a minute before, or between, should I say, this episode and the last episode. Like I said in the first episode, I don't know when I'll do these things. I don't know how often, how many, you know, until I get tired of it. And when I get damn ready to do it is when you're going to get it. So please, if you haven't already done so, just to subscribe to my podcast. Use Odeo, Feedburner, iTunes, whatever you choose, Podomatic, whatever you wanted to subscribe with, whatever works for you, just put me in the aggregator. You will get the updates when I update. I like to take my time. I like to do it right. I'm just not going to rush, throw any old thing up there. I'm very critical of what I put out there. So I want to put something that'll be interesting, not just to me, because, you know, sometimes I wonder if I'm the only cat listening. I know that's not true, but you know, I want to make it worthwhile for people, you know, so that you come back, you listen again. My podcasts tend to be a little longer than most, and that's mainly because I'm playing a lot of music. So, you know, I want to make it worth your while. Also, you know, I was listening over and over and over to the first one. A lot of talk on that one, so I'm not going to talk quite as much. I'm going to get more music in between the talking, I promise. So, with that said, let's get into episode number 2 of the Hip Hop Revisited podcast. This particular episode is going to be about something that came up over on the old school hip hop site, the message board that I like to partake in. A lot of people over there are very knowledgeable about hip hop. If you ever want to get your history on, please go over to oldschoolhiphop.com, visit the message board. But there was a particular subject that came up recently, had to do with doo-wop and its connections to hip-hop, and there was some interesting discussions about that, and it kind of sparked my bell, my light, about what to do with this particular episode of the Hip Hop Revisited podcast. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to get into doo-wop, hip-hop, even a little blues, believe it or not. We'll get into the blues thing a little later, but I want to start it off with some joints that sampled some pretty big doo-wop hits. So we're going to start off with a couple of songs that either sampled them or interpolated some of the melody, or, you know, just generally speaking, used a very familiar melody. We're going to start off with 3 joints. We're going to start off with the Fugees, Cypress Hill, and then we're going to finish it up with Tame One, and then I'll be back to talk about it some more. Peace to my man Funky Junction. He's like the ultimate doo-wop cat over on the hip-hop message board over at Old School Hip-Hop site. And also Papa Wheelie for starting the combo. But anyway, let's get into this. This is the Fugees, Zealots. Check it out.
1, 2. Combat set this off like this. Hip hoppers, check it. Another MC loses life tonight, Lord. I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ. Why? Oh Lord, Father, don't let him bury me. Whoa. I horn MCs like Mephistopheles, bringing swords to Damocles. Secret Service keep a close watch as if my name was Kennedy. Abstract rap, simple with this street format. Gaze into the sky and measure planets by parallax. Check out the retrograde motion, kill the notion of biting and recycling and calling it your own creation. Feel like Rockwell, somebody's watching me. I got no privacy, whether on land or at sea. And for your biting zealots, your raps are cacophonic. Hypocrite, predict, but deep inside you wish you had the pop hit. It hurts, don't it? A refugee come to your turf and take over the earth.
Yeah. See, my rhymes are the type of fly rhymes that can only get down with my crew. And if you try to take lines or bike rhymes, we'll show you how the refugees do.
Yeah, yeah, behold this my old manifold on your rhymes. The two MCs can't occupy the same space at the same time. It's against the laws of physics. So we bez your sweet dreams, break up like rhythmics. Rap rejects my tape deck, ejects projectile. Whether Jew or Gentile, I rank top percentile. Many styles, more powerful than gamma rays. My grandma pays like Carlos Santana plays Black Magic Woman. So while you fuming, I'm consuming mango juice under Polaris. You just embarrassed, cause it's your last tango in Paris. And even after all my logic and my theory, I add a motherfucker so you ignorant niggas hear me. And remember, take notes. I sold my rap oats before you biting zealots. Here's a quote.
Hey, another MC losing life tonight. Oh, I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ. Why? Oh Lord, Father, don't let him bury me. Hey.
You can try, but you can't divide the tribe. These cats can't rap, Mr. Author. I feel no vibe. The magazine says the girl should have went solo. The guy should stop rapping, vanish like a noodle. Took it to the heart, but every actor plays his part. As long as someone was listening, I knew it was the start. For me to get a chance, grab my pen and revamp. Do a cameo while everybody do the dance. Quick now, cause you're running out of luck. Playing Mr. Big, I'm gonna get you, sucker. While you munching at your luncheon, I'll be planning your assassination. Like
I compress sound sets with my rap DBX, then drop vocals on my 4, 5, 6 Ampex. Bring terror to the shop of horror as she cry me out more. The phantom dies in the opera. And to the youngins who carry gadgets and kill 6 days a week and rest on the Sabbath.
Hold up, hold up.
Violence ain't necessary unless you provoke me, then get buried like the great Mussolini. And for you biting zealots, your rap stars are relics. No matter who you damage, still a false pride.
Hey, another MC loses life tonight, Lord. I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ. Why? Oh, Lord, Father, don't let them bury me. Yeah.
Well, I'm an alley cat, some say a dirty rat. On my side is my gut, see I'm all that. Spitting out fuck shots, boy, I'm gonna wet ya. Running hot, but I'm still coming to get ya. Thinking like a peace mode, coming on a homicide. You talking shit, trying to take me for a ride. I'm not a bad guy, but I'm the fucking Phil. Finger on the trigger with my hands up on a still. Letting out a bullet, is this going booyah? You're stuck in my hood, so what you gonna do now? Being the hunted one is no fun. Here I come, son, yo, I think you better run. Better run more and move a little faster. Second of thought, and I'm coming to blast you with my
sawed-off shotgun. Hand on the palm, left hand on the 40. Maniac and a menace, so how they wanna pass a sentence? All because a nigga tried to play me on a trigger, he missed. So now the nigga's hissed, rude and crude like a pit bull. Get to the point, your fucking car to get pulled. Now I'm headed up the river with a boat, ain't no paddle, and I'm handing out beat downs. I'm headed up the river.
hammer with a boat and no paddle. And I'm handing out beatdowns. Put me in chains, try to beat my brains. I can get out, but the grudge remains. When I see your punk, guess I'm gonna get ya.
Situation, lacing cigs with dip, kids who flip, it's a different trip. Follow the drip as the bottle tips, the mixture hits you, knock your frame from out the picture straight until the funny farmers come and get you. Both of my lungs is like sponges for this pungent fungus, more leak than plumbers leak a dunker every recent summer. I take fluid like oil changing the Buick, making my music game ruthless. Producers come in the booth with this toxic Avenger uncensored, tougher than weather. He me Houdini on stage playing tricks with water pressure. As I hit the dip, ideas start to flip. Next, the formation of the words that fit. As the bottle untwists, the cigarette filter rips. When a leak hits the paper,
oh shit. Get a jar.
Get a jar, jar. Get a, get a jar. Some of the most morbid, distorted of thoughts ever recorded. That's more awkward than being metaphoric. Non-genetic rhyme credit, CD skip and song stutter. I'm hectic with the Dianetics of L. Ron Hubbard's. Fuck what's on, no play, but I'm just as strong. I run with the Weatherman Brethren and some dusted dawns. You haters get stole on like chicks with some chiller. When I get drunk and crunk, I be swelling my burr. You love it how I do this right, her. I be the first to put it out like her. I black out quick, fast, and disappear. Motherfucker, tank one, can you call? Oh, bundles and jars, I could spit hundreds of bars. So here's some wood in the wet done. I could then red drum your eardrums. Leak, leak, go ahead, you geek, geek. Talking to furniture, freaking out like you think your best peeps is trying to murder you. The thin line between first time and the fiend. I've seen people try to walk it off and fall clean. So at what point does a joint in front of weed change from a want to a need? Buzzing like you was fucking with bees, PCP, or how you thinking that you on the bus but ain't. Bugging out like hippies huffing paint. On angel dust, I had you fucked up every day, all day. Copping out of hallways and raw way with y'all pay. Back in the days as a high school cat, I went from cigarettes to cess to them childproof caps. From nicotine to phenacyclidine. Backyard boogie to dro. Since the 80s, fuck a motherfucking just say no. Fuck a motherfucker, just say no.
Get a jar, jar. Get a jar, get a jar.
Fuck a motherfucker, just say no.
Oh my goodness, Tame One. formerly of the Artifacts, more recently with the Weathermen. Oh my goodness, Get a Jar is the name of that joint. Some drug talk right there. Kids, just say no out there. You kids out there, don't listen to him. Oh my goodness, and of course, the hook on that one, Get a Jar, is a send up of the Silhouettes classic, Get a Job. And of course, before that, it was Cypress Hill, Hand on the Pump. And of course, sampling Duke of Earl, a big doo-wop hit by Gene Chandler. And we kicked it off with the Fugees, Zealots, and the interpolation there of the classic ballad by the Flamingos, I Only Have Eyes for You. And that's the flavor, in case you haven't guessed it. And in case you, I don't know, weren't paying attention when you first loaded the file and started playing it. But we're doing doo-wop and hip-hop. This is the Hip Hop Revisited podcast. HipHopRevisited.blogspot.com. HipHopRevisited.podomatic.com. Holla at your boy, HipHopRevisited@gmail.com. My name is I Guess Raw. This is how we do. I got so much stuff to play, man. I don't even know where to start, but we already started, so I guess we can just move to the next thing. In that first section, we focused more on songs from the hip-hop era that actually used, you know, real doo-wop, either as the basis for the hook or actual samples. But this next section has more of the doo-wop feel, if not necessarily an actual sample. So we're going to get into a couple of joints. First up is Salt and Pepper, and they had a joint called Shoop that, you know, used a general feel of that old doo-wop flavor. I don't know if that Shoop in the hook that they were doing is an actual sample. I don't think it is. It sounds more like somebody's actually singing that. Now, the song that I'm going to get into after that, that really does sound like a sample, but I have no clue what it is that they sampled. This next song after Shoop is LL Cool J's The Doo-Wop, and you'll hear that he pretty much looped, you know, some harmony in the background, some old school doo-wop flavor as pretty much the background to the track, very funky track. And then finally, I'm going to finish it off with a brother by the name of Little Starsky, and this one is called Dancing Party People. And with this track, there's only really one section that I'm even playing this for, and it's where he goes into the bob-ba-ba-ba-dang-a-dang hip-hop, ba-ba-ba-ba-bop. You know, that's early hip-hop, and this is true school era hip-hop, and a lot of the transition between hip-hop and doo-wop you'll be able to detect, but we'll get into that as I go along. But let's start it off with Salt and Pepper. Check it. Shoot, baby, shoot.
No, not you. You, the bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name? Damn, baby. That sounds sexy.
Here I go again. Oh, girls, man. What's my weakness? Man. Okay, then chillin', minding my business. Word. Your souls, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kinda wicked. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hips, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip for a tip, made me wanna do tricks on them. Lick them like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell, makes me wanna shoot, shoot, shoot. The back, brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, booby? If looks could kill you would be an easy or a shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the miles. True black skin with a smile. Bright as the sun, I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip honey dip. Can I get a scoop? Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna shoot.
My ball, here's the hot rod. 12 inches to a yard and have you sounding like a retard. Yeah. Big one of a 6'2", wanna hit you.
So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I wanna shoot.
Lost. Boy Scout, boys, boys. And I dare any critic to call it noise. Peep that the clock at 10:06:03. Said later to creator and broke out with E. Went up to White Castle for a chocolate shake. Think about 100,000 that I soon make. Finish up the snack, jumped up out my seat. It was almost 7:30 and the show was at 9. LL Cool J was soon standing at a jam with thousands of people screaming, touch my hand. But since I had an hour plus a half a tax, I was searching for the cutie who's my perfect man. Her name was Renee, her face was okay, but she had the kind of body that made Jay wanna play. I said no need to rehearse, then I made my approach. Said you got a good team, girl, but you need a new coach. Said my name's LL Cool if I may introduce, but I'm not here for conversation, I'm here to seduce. Wanna mix it up, baby, wanna feel your grind. Some more, you hear me say that, right? Your body is bad, and I heard you got a caddy. When we make love, you can call me daddy. I'm LL Cool J, say hey Renee. I'm not a toy boy, but I still wanna play. Promise you I'm not whack when I'm in the sack. After that, I leave you starving for me to come back. But in the meantime, put your digits down, and the next time I see ya, I'm going to town. Stepped away from the freak, it was a 8:45.
Around the world, cause I'm the everlasting, the mind, the blasting, the and king of yes. get it stinger. Yes, the earth shaker. Yes, the money maker. Yes, the king got the phone on the microphone. A young lady just can't leave me alone. A young lady just can't leave me alone. Check, check us out. I went out the down. Check, check us out. I want to turn it out. A tuba, a tuba, a tuba, a tuba, a tuba. Hip, hip, hop, hop, she rock, rock, rock. Let me see your body rock. There was dancing, dancing, singing. Rock the body, move that body, move, move the body, body. Jerk that body, jerk, jerk the body, body. Rock that body, rock, rock the body, body. Hit it!
Oh, pardon me. I'm laughing here because Lil Starsky is just funny dude. Now, for those of you who are somewhat familiar with True School Hip Hop, you might be saying to yourself, Lil Starsky, was that Busy B? As far as I can tell, the answer to that question is no. I know this came up once before back on OSHH, which for those of you who are not in the know, that would be oldschoolhiphop.com. And according to my man, Mr. Ed, who I consider to be very knowledgeable, he did a little research on that, and it is neither Busy B Starsky nor is it Lovebug Starsky. It's just one of those cats who kind of went under the Junior type alias. You know, there was a lot of that, like Run was the son of Curtis Blow, and you know, they had DJ Baby Bam, which is Africa from the Jungle Brothers. So apparently this was one of those type situations where, you know, he used a lot of the same rhymes, almost the same vocal cadence and vocal tone. In fact, you know, if I didn't know any better, I would say that that was Busy B, just kind of with a different voice. But you could tell, just, you know, there's something about it that you go, nah, but that doesn't really totally sound like Busy B, but he sounds damn close. You know who else he kind of sounds like? He almost sounds a bit like Rommel Z from Bebop fame. So, very interesting. But the point of playing that record was mainly to show that whole hip, a hop, a hip, hip, a hop, the bob, the bop, ball, did it, ball, all that stuff, you know, how doo-wop as a street culture kind of, you know, metamorphosized, if you will, into the next street culture, which was hip hop. And although there was some things musically in between those two periods, definitely that part of the element of street culture, of doo-wop culture, street corner culture, should I say, definitely carried over into hip hop. And that's important because the connections between hip-hop and doo-wop, you know, other than the obvious things I'm playing today, are that they were both generated from the street corners, mainly of the Northeast, New York, Philly, you know, places like that, where cats was just on the corner looking to express themselves. So with that in mind, let's get into two groups who, when you think about hip-hop and doo-wop, these are the cats that you think of most readily. First up is the Force MDs, and then I'm going to follow it with a couple of cats that I think are even more relevant and more true to the style. Rapping is fundamental, but let's start it off with the Force. Burn.
Jesse D. Cause I got the money.
It's not all about that money. It's all about that love, peace, and happiness.
Well, man, I thought the same thing. So I was talking to this girl last night. I said, yo, baby, what's up? She said, don't say nothing to me if you ain't got no money.
You got the right to your own opinion. Well, let the ladies decide.
Let me love you in the sunshine. Let me hold you, baby, all night. Let me touch you in the moonlight. Let me love you, gonna make you all mine.
All negativity is behind me. All my thoughts and actions seem timely. No time to waste, not a speck or a trace of doubt on a brother who tries to grow pace. Many have tried, but they didn't get far. I suggest that you make a brand new start. Whether drinking in the bar, lock yourself in a jar, or smacking two or three under the wheel of your car. Fix it or fix it, just can't get with this bit of hip-hop style is wicked. Why would you like to get funky on me? I'm not the type to be frightened like a donkey or a flea. That's why the ladies come see me. It's impossible to be me. Keep the windows of your girl's car steamy. Easy Moby is not available for rent. I belong to rapping is
again. I make a fucker for you, just like your play. A nice and smooth, cause the pimpin' ain't easy. I'm a stone cold lover, so please don't tease me. Fit is a fit, treat you real gentle. And when we make love, play rapping is fundamental.
I'm honey for the bees. You want it, you beg, please. I'm in full motion, I'm not to be stopped. The war begins, the bomb is about to drop. And when it drops, you know hip-hop won't stop. Make the crowd rock a lot. They'll be reaching the top. And the best is yet to come, but not for some. Easy Mo B won't allow you to have none. Cause I can forget about the rhymes you wrote. Cause the rhymes I wrote, they all sound
dope.
Ain't no smoke without fire. You said I was a liar, still ended up touching a live wire. But then you got burned, I told you so. Next time you will know, with this fire, this
smoke, ain't no smoke.
Poetry is something that I have to. You sit down and find that I'm the master. That's right, I got something to say. While you're sitting in your seat, sit down across your leg. And pay attention, cause you will learn. Like King said, listen for your own concern. Cause my microphone is my profession. My tongue is a sword, my mouth is a weapon. Cause I'm throwing down. You are a clown, you just found A.B. the new sheriff in town. Cause I'm not no joke. When I quote the words I wrote, you will sing and I will float. It's like my mind was lost in a cave. If a mic was a job, get a $10 raise. When I kick a fresh rhyme, I'm not no joke. Like I said before, with Bob and Smoke.
Another day, another dollar. I'm the rap scholar, a Pied Piper. So follow the trend that I set. Never bended to get on top. Do I regret? No. So just let your mouth run off, and I'ma set off and let off. I know you mad I spent the red off, so just get off. The tip of my iceberg, no biting allowed. Stand up and be yourself, and don't forget to be proud. I'm in position to max. Check the signs being dropped while I lay these tracks. I'm just discussing my introduction. No need to be fussing or cussing. All you busy bees, stop buzzing. A microphone is something like a telephone. Talk a while, get off, and then leave it alone. So if you're cold, throw in your cloak. Remember with me, when there's fire, there's smoke.
Smoke, ain't no smoke.
Ha 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 ha, it ain't funny. You need me just like you need money. You're the stepson, and I'm the father. I'm an officer, and you the robber, I'm the captain. And you will walk the plank. I can rhyme, do a dance, and even sing. When we up on the stage, the girl throw me a kiss. You can tell that we do something other than this. When I'm rocking the mic, I am hype, I'm up to fight. My rhyme's going high as a kite. Well, getting back to the subject of the matter. You see me coming? You better scatter, cause I'm going far. I am a star, I'm up to par. I got a partner by the name of JR. JR's my man. He always cooling. Without him, it's like the Knicks without you and your J. What's up?
The same old thing.
I want the girls to adore you when you're starting to sing.
And if you don't know me by now, JR's about to win the town. You better be where, you better be where, you better be where. Cause I am here. Trick, trickle, switch back. Tell me how long was this jam last? The jams keep dropping, there ain't no stopping. Tell me how long will this jam last? Trick, trickle, splish, splash. Tell me how long will this jam last? The jams keep dropping, there ain't no stopping. Tell me how long will this jam last?
Daddy K, you know what I'm saying? And I'm kicking it swift with the crew, the musical uplift, and they go by the name of Riff. Rapping is fundamental. Yo, word to the mother.
No, 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 smoke.
Ain't no smoke.
Smoke without fire. You know that's right. We got the fire right here. Hip Hop Revisited podcast. It is the Ellis. Rapping is fundamental. Ain't no smoke without fire. Actually, the jam of that, the name of that jam, excuse me, is just Ain't No Smoke. But rapping is fundamental. I think from my point of view, from where I sit, I think they're probably a little more authentic to the real street corner doo-wop sound than Force MCs, Force MDs, who usually people associate with that whole vibe, I think, a little more readily, and that's obviously because they were more successful. I think with Force MCs, they, particularly in their beginning of their career, they projected a doo-wop image. But if you listen to the two songs I played, Let Me Love You and Tears was the last song I played, their sound was a little more reflective of what doo-wop evolved into in the late 60s, early 70s. And I think the lead singer, the late TCD, his falsetto more closely is reminiscent of like the Stylistics and Blue Magic and, you know, groups like that. So, you know, the overall sound of the Force MCs was a little more polished and had more of that, you know, that more evolved doo-wop feel, if you will. And I think with Rapping is Fundamental, they had that raw dog, you know, that street corner sound. I think the one problem that plagued Rapping is Fundamental, you know, in terms of why they didn't become more successful, I think, first of all, when they came with the whole doo-hop thing, people really weren't ready for that. And then even though, you know, Rapping is Fundamental got over as a single. I don't think there were strong enough songs on that first album to get them over. They had another joint, a single much later, called Hell of a Guy, and it was, I forgot what the flip side of that was. Actually, Hell of a Guy was the B-side, and the flip was the single, and I really dug that. I had to go looking for that, couldn't find it, but I know I have that somewhere. But anyway, let's get into some actual doo-wop era joints from actual doo-wop artists that kind of connect in a way to hip-hop. We're going to start it off with the Coasters, and then we're going to go into some Dave Baby Cortez, and then a remake of the same song by Sequence. But let's start it off with the Coasters. Check this out.
I was shopping for a suit the other day and walked into the department store. Stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods flow. When I got off, a salesman come up to me. He said, now what can I do for you? I said, well, go in there and show me all in sport clothes, like you supposed to. He said, well, sure, come on in, buddy, and dig these fabrics we got laid out on the shelf. He said,
pick yourself out one, try it on, stand in the mirror and dig yourself. Ooh, that suit's pure herringbone.
Ooh, yeah, that's a suit I'd like to own.
Ooh, buddy, that suit is you.
Yeah, I believe it too. I see for the businessman, you featuring the natural shoulder that retail, wholesale, and deal. It's got the custom cuffs and the walking chalk, he said.
I'm gonna let you have it a steal.
And for the playboy, you have the latest in tweed with the cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two button western model, he said.
Nah, ain't that nice? Them buttons are solid gold.
You made a deal, so.
That collar's pure camel hair.
Well, you can just sit that right there on that chair. And you get that paper and let me sign on the dotted line, and I'll make sure I get all my payments in right on time.
Now wait a minute, buddy, let me go back here and do a little checking on you.
Then the man, he come back, he say, I'm sorry, my man, but
your credit didn't go through.
Why, what you mean? Ooh, ain't this a shame? My heart's in pain. Ooh, pure, pure herringbone.
That's a suit you will never own.
Lord have mercy.
I have this lingering pain in my chest.
My doctor calls it heart trouble and said I needed a rest. But I know what I need. Girl, I need you. I try to pretend that you don't exist and blink you out of my mind. But I have these living nightmares of a lonely man sitting and crying. Yes, I know I played and stayed out late at night. Believe me, sugar, I was frustrated and obligated and so uptight. I remember vividly how we slept apart. You in the bed and me on the couch. Sometimes for days without even speaking. Instead of me giving you the love that you needed, I continued like a fool to do my midnight creeping. While I was creeping, some man was seeking a fine, foxy, lovely, neglected woman just like you. Losing my manhood, and like a damn fool I took it out on you for spite. Tell me, are the kids all right? Please see that your new man treats them right. You know, none of the women that I see seem to satisfy me. Oh, they're sweet, nice, thoughtful, and kind. But I can't return their love, you see. You've got my heart and mind. I remember being on my knees the day you left. And I remember how you smiled and gave me that kiss of living death. But I'll go on somehow, up or down. It really doesn't matter since you and the kids are not around. So I'm gonna end this letter, girl, because I'm only saying the things I should have said long, long, long ago. Please think of me every now and then. If you ever need me, just tell me when. Whether you're near or far, this is an unaddressed letter. You see, I don't know where you are.
This letter, hoping that things for you, wherever you are, is much better. Not too much has happened to me since you left. Gotten a little older and a little wiser, and now I have a few little problems, so I've been going to see this advisor. Most of my days I can't seem to eat. Most of my nights I can't sleep. I have this lingering pain in my chest. My doctor calls it heart trouble. Said I needed a rest. But I know what I need. Boy, I need you. Try to pretend that you don't exist and blink you out of my mind. But I have these living nightmares of a lonely woman sitting and crying. The times that you played and stayed out late at night, believe it, sugar, I was frustrated and obligated and so uptight. I remember clearly when we slept apart, me in the bed and you on the couch, sometime for days without even speaking. Instead of me giving you the love that you needed, I continued like a fool following those liberated women. Depressed and upset, wasting my womanhood. And like a fool, I took it out on you for spite. So tell me, do you have any kids now? If so, are they all right? Make sure that your new lady treats them right. To tell you the truth, none of the men that I see seem to satisfy me. Oh, they're sweet, nice, thoughtful, and kind, but I can't return their love. You see, you've got my heart and mind. I remember being on my knees the day you left, and I remember how you smiled and gave me that kiss of living death. But I'll go on somehow, up or down. You see, it really doesn't matter since you ain't around. I should have said all this long ago. Please think of me every now and then. And if you ever need me, tell me when. Whether you're near or far, this is an unaddressed letter. You see, I really don't know where you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Angie Stone and Sequence. Old school hip hop pioneers for the Sugar Hill label. And actually, that song, Unaddressed Letter, that's a remake of the original by Dave Baby Cortez, which you heard preceding that. And the original was actually on Sylvia and Joe Robinson's record label called All Platinum. So I'm pretty sure that the remake was done so that Sylvia could keep the money in the catalog, or keep it in house, so to speak, because I'm pretty sure that she owned the catalog, and so it was just an opportunity to generate some more money. But big ups to Sequence on that one, you know, props, because they handled that one. And a lot of people may or may not know, I don't know, but Sequence, even though they were known as the first female hip hop group to record for the Sugar Hill label, they did more singing, way more singing than they actually did rapping. You know, if you listen to their albums, you know, it's about half and half on most of them. There's a greatest hits type disc out. If you can find it, go get it. It's very interesting. But and of course, it has the joint I just played. But Sequence definitely was no joke. And also that song, let me not mislead anybody, that really wasn't doo-wop era per se. At least that song itself wasn't, because it was released in the early 70s. But Dave Cortez was a doo-wop era organist who had a couple of big hits during the doo-wop era. So he kind of carries over from, you know, the doo-wop era into the early 70s. And it definitely, that particular song had that kind of flavor and that kind of feel. And of course, I started the set off with the Coasters, Shopping for Clothes, which, from what I understand, is going to be somewhere on the Norbit soundtrack, the movie Norbit that's getting ready to come out. But that obviously was just a straight up and down rap. Now, I won't call it hip hop per se, but it certainly is a rap. And I've gotten into how many dialogues about that. Well, rap was Pygmy Markham, you know, back in the day. That was hip hop. That was about as close as you can get. I mean, to straight up and down hip hop. And I would have to say that if there was anything that was prototypical to modern day, modern era hip hop, Pygmy Markham's Here Comes the Judge is definitely about as prototypical as it gets. But I mean, you have to think about what hip hop really reflects. It's not just rap music. As far as a rap song is concerned, yeah, absolutely, no question. That is a rap song, as was Shopping for Clothes. But hip hop had more to do with a collective consciousness about what you were doing, why you were doing it, and how you did it. And in that sense, no, neither of those two songs were hip hop. But doo-wop era giants, the Coasters, definitely laid down some rap. But let's get away from the doo-wop. As I said early in the show, I got some blues stuff for you. So I'm going to hit you up with some ill blues, hip-hop and blues, just to kind of change it up for a second. We're going to start it off with a commercial. So we'll be right back.
Hold on before you start the next record, Dre, man. I got to take one of them long-ass 8-ball pisses. You know how that shit is. Wait, take me to a commercial.
All right, you got it.
Yo, this is Miss Chalet chilling with the DOC, and we gonna kick a little soul on this commercial break, so check this out.
Yeah,
was my mistake. But don't you know that every minute with you I would take?
That's right, honey. Go ahead, girl.
Never knew that you didn't want me around you, baby. But I thought being with you drove you crazy.
way.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And it hurts me so I cry for you every day.
Listen to the woman. Mm-hmm.
All I ask is just one thing.
What's that, girl?
Saying that you're wrong.
That's right.
Uh-huh. But ooh, baby, why'd you take so long? I know that times may come and times may go.
That's right, honey, they tell
me. It's time to say goodbye, and that's much I know. But tell me why they had to wait 10 months later.
It's all yours.
It's not like you were doing me a big favor, you know?
That's right. I'm trying to say right now.
But all I ask is for just one thing.
Things straight. You took it upon yourself to sit and wait. You want to talk about why it took so long? Why it take you so long to stop holding on? It wasn't that you bothered me, you just wasn't giving up no slack. What's up with that? You want me to broke like a dope, played out like a joke, left out in the smoke to choke without hope? Nope, I can't stand it. I refuse to be branded. But in time you'll find a love like mine is fine as wine, so rare and divine. A deep type of thing, a thing that's so deep, my head's in a spin each time that we meet. So take time to see the man who I be, the man of your dreams, though bizarre it may seem. To you it's true, the things that I do, they keep me away. I wish I could stay for a while. Your touch, I miss it so much. I tighten my clutch, embrace with haste. There's no time to waste. Let's get over this, cause I'm out of this place. So don't cry, just try to rise and survive. Do I love you? Girl, best believe that's no lie. Until the day to death do us part, you'll have a special place in my heart.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Oh,
Roldo.
at that hand. Look at that hand. When I was a young boy, growing up in the town, always had a dream to bring the funky sound. So when I got older, and days to come, I got the W30 and I cool got dumb. I don't give a fuck now, baby. Oh, I don't give a fuck now, baby. I got a crew by the name of Death Squad, and we rock the house with no holds barred. I come with the raw dog shit. You step in the way and you will get your head split, cause I don't give a fuck now, man.
Eric Sermon live in the backyard. Oh my God. Yo, that is one of my favorite joints of all time. Let me tell you something. Eric Sermon ain't got no motherfucking sense. Oh man, I just had to have a little fun, yo, before I got out of town. Before I wrapped it up. Before that, we had the real Roxanne rap to me. I know that was kind of silly, you know, but I just threw that in there. And we opened it up, of course, with the commercial break from the DOC's debut album. No One Can Do It Better. And I'm going to shut it down now before we get too crazy and out of hand. But again, you have been checking out the Hip Hop Revisited podcast at hiphoprevisited.blogspot.com, hiphoprevisited.podomatic.com. Holla at your boy, I'm I Guess Raw. You can reach me at hiphoprevisited@gmail.com. As always, I have big fun. You know I love to do this. Oh, Lord have mercy. Gotta shout some folks out. Gotta say what's up to my man Funky Junction again for lacing me. Oh my goodness, you don't know. Oh man, he hit me up with some joints. Peace to the whole old school hip hop board. Right now they on that grind. Last podcast episode one was True School Hip Hop, and I played a few True School Hip Hop shows from like the early 80s, one from 79. Actually, from what I understand, it might have been even two, because there was one I had listed as 1980 that was actually, I think, either 79, something like that. But anyway, over at the True School, at the oldschoolhiphop.com message board right now on the sharing forum, there's a thread for old school shows, and man, let me tell you something. Please, if you are interested in True School Hip Hop and those old live shows with groups like Cold Crush and the Herculoids and who else? Def Committee, Rayvon, Johnny Wah, all them dudes, go over to the board. We've been posting some shit. We got some shit for you, fam. No doubt about it. But like I said, peace to that whole crew over there. Peace to
System D128. What up, fam? I hope you got my email. Answered your question. Peace to all the other folks who are checking me out. If you check me out on YouTube, Podomatic, Blogger, wherever you found me, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. So next time I come out and play, you can hang out with a brother for a little while and just get into some old hip hop. And as you can see, I just don't play the hip hop. I play whatever relates. Today we played little blues, we played little old school doo-wop, R&B. Music is music, and we cover the whole spectrum. But hip hop is our foundation, and that is from whence I came. And when I present it to the world, you know, I want to give you the full scope, the full picture, excuse me. So with that in mind, we gonna hang a left and get the hell out of Dodge. Anyway, until the next time I upload, just want to say peace and love, and we to the left.